Do you long for a spiritual vigor and zest that will enable you to accomplish great things for God? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to keep spiritually fit. It seems that the whole world is on a physical fitness kick. Health food stores and gymnasiums and health clubs are going up all over the place. Grown men in tennis shoes are running up and down the street. Cereals are now fortified with everything under the sun. Well, that's great. All well and good. Like they say, when you've got your health, you've got just about everything. But how do you keep spiritually fit? How are we doing in that department? The Bible says, take time and trouble to keep yourself spiritually fit. Bodily exercise has a certain value, but spiritual fitness is essential, both in this present life and for the life to come. Now, what's the secret of spiritual fitness? Well, it's pretty simple, really. The first is proper diet, and the food for the spirit is the Word of God. The Bible says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up. Now, there's another thing. I was talking to a physical fitness instructor once, and he told me, you're not breathing properly. You're only using part of your lungs. You need to breathe deeply. As you know, prayer is the breath of the soul. We need to pray. We need to pray deeply to deepen our lives in prayer. What the Bible calls earnest prayer. The third thing is rest. I wasn't feeling too good one day, and I went to see my doctor. He said, the only thing wrong with you is that you need to get some more rest. Now, in the spiritual realm, rest comes to the person who is living in obedience to the Lord. The person who knows what the Lord wants and is living in disobedience is ill at ease. He has no rest of spirit. But God says, oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river. And the last thing, of course, is exercise. There is no fitness apart from exercise, and that's especially true in the spiritual life. And the exercise for the spirit is witnessing. Go ye, get up, go and tell people about Jesus. So just as food and deep breathing and proper rest and exercise are necessary for physical fitness, so the Word of God and prayer and obedience and witnessing are necessary to keep spiritually fit. May God bless you as you launch into a vigorous spiritual fitness program for His glory.